got another mashup coming at you today. This one is featuring 6 different perspectives on how to balance family life while running a business. First up, we have Angela, owner of women's loungewear brand Lav & Kush. Here she's talking about how important it was for her to maintain her business and keep it going, even as a mother.
So I started in 2007 because my dream was always to have my own brand of clothing, and it was going quite well. I was my own sales agent at that time, so I got into quite a few stores across Canada and actually down the west side of the states, the west coast of the states. And it just got to be a lot as you grow. And at the same time, when it started growing, around 2010, ironically, as it was growing, the economy tanked. I think it was 2009, 2010, It kind of dropped. And a lot of my little boutiques were shutting down, and they weren't taking their orders, they weren't paying, and it just hit us pretty hard. And around that same time is when I got pregnant. I was expecting my first child. And I also had my other business that I was doing as well, so I was getting a bit burnt out, and I said, let's just take a break for a little while on Lav & Kush. I'll keep going with my other business, have the baby. And then I had my second child about a year after, 18 months after he was born. So I always knew in the back of my mind, I want to keep it going, but with a different model, maybe not wholesale as much, maybe direct to consumer. So that's why just 2 years ago, I started it up again, about 3 years ago now, and just with our online focus, actually more. But it's interesting because you sell online, and now I've got retailers actually coming to us wanting to buy wholesale. So it's started up again that way. Yeah, so it's exciting. It's like, I think when you have a passion and just a passion that you've had all your life, no matter how much you try to sort of push it down, it always comes back up.
Yeah, right? For sure. You can't cover that. Yeah. Obviously, you know, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Children are very important, right?
So, yeah.
You know, having them and raising them to a point where you can start focusing on the business again is...
that's it. And I think some people, I'm just not one of those women that my family completes me completely. Like, I'm too business minded in that way, where I won't die happy unless I have my brand fully, really bigger scale, and I've got the family as well. So touch wood, it's all on the way.
Yeah, you need a mixture of here. If it was just the family, I can't do it.
No, that's it. And I can't be a stay at home mom. Just I tried it, I got pneumonia, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm hiring a nanny and I'm going to work.
Good for you.
And my daughter, she's my biggest salesperson. We were at the park yesterday, just at Kitts Beach, throwing the frisbee around and stuff. And we were petting 2 women's dogs. And she was talking to them all about, she's only 5. She was talking to them all about rompers and bamboo. And my mommy makes bamboo rompers. Then she was coming to me and going, mommy, go talk to them because they want to know about your rompers. And I was like,
sale, sale, sale.
Go sell. Little hands. Yeah.
Bring your phone here. Let's order.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's your mom? Bring your phone too.
Exactly. Bring all your friends.
Next up, we've got Satpal, Sunny, and Ranj from Matrix Group Financial. So they had a chat with Sunil about their perspectives on how best to manage and balance family work life. And Sunny in particular gives his experience as a new father.
What the hell's balance?
Yeah.
Balance.
it's pretty tough for myself. I just had our second child just about a month or a little over a month ago.
Yeah. Sunny had a full set of hair about a month ago. That's how unbalanced it's been, guys.
So I mean, it's been, it's tough sometimes, especially when life events happen, like such as children, marriage, whatever it may be. It's about, how many hours in a day we have? 24. Okay, you sleep for what, maybe 5-6. You just have to be organized and plan everything out. Okay, make time for your family. Okay, well, I know from this time I have to be at the office doing my calls or meeting clients or whatever you need to do. Then, okay, I got this set of time. And you got to count, like, just basically track everything, plan everything out to have some time. Like, I have designated time for my family in the evening time. I know I'm going to spend, at least an hour before my daughter goes to bed with her. And so she sees me too, right? I don't want to leave the house while she's sleeping and come home and she's sleeping again. So you got to just kind of etch that out and regardless of whatever's happening, make that time. Because that's who you're working for. If you can't be there for your family, then what's the point, right? If you got to have that, unless sometimes emergencies come up, I can understand that you do, maybe you don't come home on time one day, but for the most part, I'm married to my schedule.
Yeah. Just do your best. Keep it simple. You're never going to be in balance.
Yeah.
Life's always going to shift and different things are always going to change. And I think if you have this concept that one day you're gonna have a perfect equilibrium, you're chasing a ghost. Yeah. You know, if just do your best as things come, communicate as best as you can, plan as best as you can, but you also gotta give yourself that space that if you mess up, you're learning. We're all learning, yeah. Right? Like every single person in this room, we're all learning, whether it's in our business, our personal side, whatever it might be. So I think having that little bit of a relaxed bit about it, but still, you want to do your best. You want to have a schedule. You want to set time out to do, you know, spend time with your family or have your business. And this all comes down to like that self-awareness, just planning and just doing your best.
Yeah, for me, like I take a very systematic approach. Like my schedule is like set in stone. Like just having the right team around you. For me, it's like, especially with my daughter, like I don't like work on weekends. Because I know I'm going to, like, maybe, like, during the week I'm going to have a lot of work to do, but on weekends I want to spend that quality family time, but still be able to answer texts and, like, phones here and there. But I just don't have meetings. And if you kind of set that in stone with a lot of my, like, clients and stuff, they know, hey, on the weekends we can just call, email Sapo, like, that's all good. During the week, we can meet him when he's back in the office. So I think just setting in stone instead of, like we're talking about the mortgage application, instead of chasing it, right? If you kind of set that expectation with your clients, then you might have some balance. Some.
This is good. I love how this is closing. For me, Monday to Friday, for me, it's 100% business. There's nothing else. It's just a grind. Friday night, Saturday night is friends. Saturday during the daytime, I come into the office. It's the time where it's quiet, it's just me, and I get a lot done. Sunday is strictly family, except football season. Then family gets shipped over to Saturday.
Yeah.
That's my day. But most importantly here is me time.
Yeah.
My me time is very important. That's when everything aligns. That's when my head gets clear, my heart gets clear. Everything there, and for me, that's first thing in the morning.
Yeah,
I wake up, whatever it is, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7, and I make sure I got the hour for myself.
Yeah,
nobody around, just quiet and focus on. And it's just, it's amazing how much better I become just because of that.
If you're building like everything that we do, it always comes down to our relationship with ourselves, right? So I mean, we talk about this a lot in the office, and even for myself, like mind, body, soul, before coming to work, a little bit of movement. I know for me, meditation is huge. And I used to try and be so rigid with it. I'm not anymore. If it's 5 minutes, if it's 10 minutes, whatever, but it's as needed. So even midday, if I feel a little bit out of balance, I'll take 5 minutes, because I know that when I'm in that good space, that everything else clicks. And I know what I'm kind of working towards and stuff like that. But it's, yeah, I think that early morning hour to yourself is absolutely key.
Well, yeah, whenever. Yeah. Whenever you can, me time.
Yeah.
Everyone just, it's always about family, it's about work, me time, right? If you know, at the gym or driving, whatever, just have that time.
Yeah.
Very important.
And lastly, we got a conversation between Sunil and Deepak, who owns a car detailing company. This is from back in April, and the two were speaking about their respective experiences with recent breakups and how that mixed with continuing to run their businesses.
At the end of November, I decided to end my marriage.
Oh, no way.
it had to be done, man. All these changes. It's like, you know, you finally realize, you know, what's real, what's important.
Any kids?
No
kids?
No,
okay,
kids,
good.
No assets,
yeah,
just
yeah.
debt. So
yeah,
we're
yeah.
good, right?
Yeah.
This had to be done.
Yeah.
As soon as I decided that's not going to be anymore, business went.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I knew, yeah,
it's
I
that
I made the
right
weight. The weight's off my shoulders.
Yeah. No, good for you, man.
My friend.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just figure out what you want in life go after
good.
That, man. So I went through a breakup in August. I know what you're going through, man. Mine was after 11 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time, yeah. Yeah. It was off and on, but
yeah.
I figured out for myself what I needed, and she was what I needed.
Yeah.
But for her, you know, it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Am I what you need? And her answer was no.
Yeah.
Right? So I put everything into it, so I'm good. We left and start back up again and go again. But now it comes down to knowing yourself and then what you need in that relationship. And same thing in business, what I need in business. There's no compromise on the things that drive me. My must-haves, right? If I want kids, they don't want kids, done. Right?
That's a foundational piece,
yeah.
right?
That's for me it is,
yeah.
right? For somebody else it's not. For somebody else it might be, you know what, I don't want kids, I already have like three, I don't want any more.
Mm.
And for them,
know, that's different, right? So, my must-haves are my must-haves, and they're non-negotiables. If somebody wants to negotiate that, then it's finished. Yeah. Everything else, I don't care what restaurant I go to eat.
That's trivial nonsense.
Exactly. Right? But a lot of them care about that shit, right? They care about the outside. I don't give a fuck about the outside. I don't care about the damn phone. I worry about the operating system. To me, my heart, my gut, and my head, man.
Thanks for listening to this special mashup. We're sure to do more in the future. Hope you enjoyed. Please share and enjoy the rest of your day.